There's something crazy going on in this world. Here it is. A couple of billion people believe in Jesus, give or take 100 million or so. That's rather a lot. Yet the vast majority of those haven't really laid hold in their hearts of the complete forgiveness that they have when they put their trust in what Jesus did for them on that first Easter. I talk to a lot of people from around the world who call themselves Christians, and you can see it in their eyes. You can hear it in their voices. They're not living in an actual experience of God's forgiveness because they haven't yet forgiven themselves. And if we never forgive ourselves the way God already has, then we're never going to experience His forgiveness. We're never going to live our day-to-day lives in the deep knowledge of His forgiveness through Jesus. It's as simple as that. Now, I can say to you that you're forgiven. I can tell you over and over again until I'm blue in the face. But chances are, it's not going to make a difference. That's why it's important that you hear it from someone else, from God Himself. 1 John chapter 2, verse 12. I write to you, dear children, because your sins are forgiven through Christ. That's the truth. That's what God says about you. Have you done things in your past that you deeply regret? Sure, me too. But whilst you can't change those things, God has forgiven you for them completely. That's what Jesus' death on the cross was all about. Justice being served by Jesus receiving our punishment. And yesterday we celebrated His resurrection from the dead. He rose again to give you and me a new life, an eternal life. That new life is not about wallowing in the regrets of the past. That's not what Jesus suffered for and rose again to give you. That new life is about living in complete freedom, freedom from your sin, freedom from the regrets of your past. So as you take each step, as you breathe each breath, the will of God for you is that you would know deep in your heart that your slate is completely wiped clean, that His mercies for you are new every morning. Listen, dear children, your sins are forgiven through Christ. That's God's word, fresh for you today.